These were the sounds heard as what started as peaceful protests against a speaking event featuring a founder of a conservative nonprofit turned to a violent clash between white nationalists and Antifa on Friday night. The event that attracted protesters featured Charlie Kirk, the founder of a conservative nonprofit called Turning Point USA. The organization aims to organize students on college campuses to promote conservative policies. He was invited to speak at CSU by the local chapter of the organization, and more than 500 attended the event. By the end of the night, white nationalists were chased off the CSU campus by members of Antifa and other protesters after altercations started on the CSU plaza.
I am a representative of the Colorado State University Police Department. I hereby declare this to be an unlawful assembly, and in the name of the people of the state of Colorado, command all those assembled at this location to immediately disperse.
Multiple witnesses say people were hurt on both sides of the fight that broke out. Authorities with riot gear and a canine unit followed the crowd, attempting to keep the group separate, and ordered people to disperse. While police attempted to break up the beginnings of a riot, smaller-scale fights broke out as the groups moved west across campus. CSU PD made no arrests during the clash, and there were no arrests during the Kirk event, according to Del Rey Sierra Vola. Reports that the Traditionalist Worker Party, an extremist political party, would attend to join counter-protesters circulated earlier that week. Some counter-protesters were heard yelling, quote, "Jews will not replace us," and seen making the Hail Hitler sign. One member of the counter-protesters held a flag with a white power cross, a symbol used among Nazis. One student present at the protest, Allie Price, said that she saw members of the Traditional Workers Party present.
Yeah, I saw some violence with the neo-traditional workers. They definitely got hit in the face a couple times, punched. There was mace and like flashlights being thrown. Somebody got hit in the leg really hard. But I was kind of staying farther away because I didn't come here to violently protest. I just wanted to come and stand my ground as a fellow student.
A man who represented John Brown Gun Club, aka Redneck Revolt, who wished to remain anonymous, was also present during the confrontation following Kirk's speech. He said there are a lot of racist groups that associate themselves with Turning Point USA.
Well, the white supremacists came through chanting blood and soil and you will not replace us, much like they did in Charlottesville. And we decided to replace them and move them off campus, move them away from anybody that they might be putting at risk. They're dangerous people. They have a dangerous ideology predicated on murder and genocide, and they had to go.
CSU President Tony Frank responded with a campus-wide email late Friday evening, stating that, quote, "In a crowd this size, where emotions are running high and various groups arrive with a goal of violence to spread their fear, it's sad but not unexpected to have some level of conflict. But we had a solid security plan in place, and it worked well to minimize any violence." No injuries are reported to CSUPD related to the Kirk event, protests, or clash. Later reports came in that a CSUPD officer had been injured in an unrelated incident. This news report is brought to you by 90.5 KCSU. I'm Seth Bodine.